Blog Talk Radio. An opener. Jessie said she had a hard time getting the show into. It wasn't working. That happens sometimes. You go in and you have to reboot. It's happened to me before listening to other shows. As far as I see, it says on the air, and that must be her talking now or on the phone. So are you there in the chat room? Can you hear me now? I see that it says you're typing. Hola. It must be because she's typing, so she must be responding to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, typing. That one screen still says that there is one day to go. That's really strange. Because for me it says on air and the red is there and... Can you hear it, Jesse, is my point. Oh, okay. But you can hear it? Okay. She said maybe a little loud.
All right.
Yeah, the drums are a little louder this evening.
No, the drums are not louder. The drummer is louder. The drums are the same volume they were last.
That's right. They haven't really adjusted much. So I'm just going to keep a little closer to the computer so
operator
I can see.
Error.
Yeah.
Or operator inspiration.
Yeah, all right, which is okay. We're switching to brushes and... Okay. Anyway, we're just going to keep playing.
What's next, Dan?
The beginning was just...
We should ask somebody to suggest a song.
All right. And I never ask people to suggest a song. I do my show.
Yeah, but pretend. Who's going to ask to suggest a song? Just ask the troll to suggest one of your songs.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Never.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, I just hired from the troll. He wants you to play, what was the next song you were going to play?
Anyway, everybody, this next song is an original, and it's called The Sailor Song. On the front of my ship, all about, basically that was just a metaphor song about just going all the places you want to go and doing all the things that you want to do, and you're thinking about all the things you could miss, which I've written.
The waves, they all crash.
The waves, they all crash. Like the cymbal crashed. On the front of my ship, passing through places that I might have missed.
Crash High.
Yes. Okay. Jesse said the sound's adjusting a little bit and getting a little smoother.
Good.
And
tell the drummer is warming up.
He's warming up. That's why they call it practice. You're basically joining us at a practice, folks. Oh, there's one of these I didn't get a chance to rehearse.
Yeah,
That's okay.
Still preparing for Carnegie Hall. Joe Jenks is playing Carnegie Hall in 10 days.
Joe Jenks, you got to check out Joe Jenks, our friend.
Joe
He's in the band Brother's Son. I've
Brother's
seen them.
Son.
They have great harmonies, the three of these guys. They play well. It's Pat Vickman. Is that his name? Why do I always want to say Vickman?
Because you're thinking of, like, I don't know.
Wiccan and Victor all
thinking of, like,
messed
like
up.
Animal House or something, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, Brother's Son, anytime you get a chance to look them up. They have a bunch of YouTube videos, I believe. Don't they have a bunch of stuff on YouTube?
Brother's Son has awesome, great stuff on YouTube.
Yeah.
Lots of CDs you can buy, lots of songs you can buy.
And I've jammed with them before. I've jammed with them and have done workshops with him. Did a great workshop with Pat Victor, who gave me some great exercises as to how to. Drummers are just ridiculous, aren't they, folks? They just can't stop. They're worse than they're worse than guitar players. And for those of you out there, we're not really arguing with anger. It's just what happens. And that's right. He's got like 40,000 drums to hit back there. And I got one guitar and, of course, my whistle. I've been doing lots of whistling the last couple of days. It is a beautiful larabate. They make, what, 1,000 of them a year? Something like that?
I don't know about that particular one. It'll tell you inside the sound what model it is.
I wasn't trying to research it right now. I was just...
It has a spruce top and a Bubinga back inside.
Okay. Thank you for that.
It's just fun.
Anyway, Larrivee is a company that does make a sort of limited amount of guitars. This one isn't mine. It's my brother's. It's not captured on the phone, but you would know the difference if I played my Ibanez versus this one live in the room. It's really a beautiful-sounding guitar. Oh, it is. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But I don't have the other one to compare it to right now. It's not a guitar showdown right now. So we're going to play some cover tunes tonight and a few originals. Let's just go right ahead to another cover tune that's nice and easy for me. And then I'm actually going to bring my brother Scott to play the guitar on one song.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and finally get him away from this, gosh, accursed...
Hey, that's why I tuned the Epiphone, the animal playing.
Well, you'll be playing this one, probably. And,
Damn, the gavel.
It is the gavel. Tonight is the gavel. This is a Neil Young song. Here we go.
I wanna live.
and that intro was proper. On my computer. Well, I've seen a little of this and a little of that, but I ain't never seen nothing like Mad Dog Man. Down to the local distillery for a bottle of Mad Dog Orange Jubilee. I don't know why and I don't know when, but I'll never mess with old Mad Dog again. Mad Dog Matt, look out, Jack, beer in his hand, Heckinger hat, with them hopes and dreams back on the shelf. Mad Dog Matt, the old boy too, messing with him ain't the thing to do. He prefers to drink his Mad Dog by himself. Well, I may be speaking just a little too late, but better keep a watchful eye on your date. Never did the women no harm, but look out for that $2.39 charm. Everybody better step aside when they hear in the background, and who's the guy? Mad Dog Mad, look out, Jack, beer in his hand, Heckinger hat, with them hopes and dreams back on the shelf. Mad Dog Mad, the old one to do, messing with him ain't the thing to do. He prefers to drink his Mad Dog by himself. Broken hearts left behind. A man like Mad Dog is hard to find. Sitting in the armchair, bottle in the light, we all know Matt's gonna get lucky tonight. When properly addressed, you can meet him too, but don't talk too long, he's got things to do. Mad Dog Mad, look out, Jack, beer in his hand and heck in your hat, with them hopes and dreams back on the shelf. Mad Dog Mad, the old one too, him ain't the thing to do, he prefers to drink his Mad Dog by himself. Oh, he prefers to drink his Mad Dog by himself. That was The Legend of Mad Dog Matt, a song I wrote for my little brother to, in an attempt to make him famous.
Yeah.
Or as Scott said, to keep him from getting elected to office.
I'm just kidding.
But it's okay. Because my little brother was a little more rebellious than I was. I was rebellious in my own way. And he had a way of... getting into a little more trouble, and so we wrote a song about him.
Yeah, after he turned 18.
That's right.
The rest of us got it out of our system when we reached the age of majority.
So for the next song I'm going to do is an original called Tomorrow's Sun. That's my brother. inside this box. Peeking through the cracks to find out what's going on out there. 'Cause I just might come back someday. That was an original called Tomorrow's Sun.
Oh, wow, this one really rings forever.
Yeah.
Big symbol.
What we're going to do now.
Ask them if they love this symbol.
There's not really a them, there's just Jesse. But I'm sure there'll be plenty of archives and everything else. What we're going to do right now. Is I need a chance to, I don't mean just Jesse. She just wrote just Jesse. I meant, of course, Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse.
And she had said earlier in the Facebook, she said, I wish I was in the studio hanging out with you guys. And I said, well, in a way, you can be. You are here now.
I'm going to make a way to have Skype jams.
I don't. You know how awful. If you think the phone is rough.
Well, not Skype jams, but like, you know.
The real deal.
We make a sample and send it to her, and she sings on top of it.
That's right. You're here astrally, spirit and energy. What we're gonna do now is go to. Well, I went through these songs a little quicker than I thought I was going to. It's okay. I'm going to go ahead with this one, which will require my capo, which I shall.
What about your third fret?
It's actually the one. I sang it a little higher. I can actually sing as well as Johnny Cash, as you might be able to tell from my voice. But
actually, Johnny Cash is playing drums. Well, not tonight. But you know I normally dress in black.
Oh, that's true. Usually I wear the man in black, dressed in black.
Clergy black. Is that about right?
Sure.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a brief break, and I'm going to put on some drums here to give us a chance to do a switch, and then we're going to go back into another live song, and here it is, Fury Dance. few changes.
Dig it in.
We're experimenting with the electric for the first time. Do you have it on the 5th or the
4th? Put it on the 4th.
All right. All right. So just follow me, all right? Can you see me? Looking down on empty streets, all she could see, dreams all made solid, all the dreams all made new. All of the buildings and all of the cars, oh, once just a dream in somebody's head. She pictures the broken glass, pictures the sea, pictures a soul with no leak. As the sea takes the boat out, we'll wait until darkness takes the boat out. Okay, we were trying that one. We had the electric guitar in the background. We have no idea what that will sound like over the phone.
Well, it helps if I had a chord chart, so I got to play them a little more solid.
Yeah, and might be time to get back behind the drums again. Transition back to the drums. This will probably be the last song of the evening. This one's kind of for my mom if she happens to be listening. One of the few shows she can listen to is the musical shows because there's nothing overtly pagan or political that she disagrees with. And this one, she's a big Neil Diamond fan, so this one is Solitary Man. Solitary man. One more. This is an original.
Time and space, mission's been aborted, I'm trapped in this place.
Isn't it right there, the capo? No?
That is...
To the right of that? No?
The other tool. It's the other necessary tool.
There it is. On the poop.
I've got it. And this one.
It's on the poop deck. Alright. If you know the main.
Here we go.
Hold on, wait a second.
Joining us on a special Sunday night edition of Main Street Universe, where we relaxed and played a few songs. A lot of them were sort of practice, some of them were more rehearsed. And glad to see Kevin Baird there. And Kevin, by the way, everybody, is starting his show again. His show is starting on Monday night, 6 p.m., Walking on the Sidewalk, Verizon Oracle with Kevin Baird. And, of course, Jesse and Nicholas George will be on Friday at midnight, or technically Saturday, but it's Friday at midnight. And it's good to see Kevin back on the regular schedule again. Yes, I'm aware of that. But thank you, everyone, for joining us. We're performing a concert. One last note. Begins to break down. Everybody, the exit doors are over there to the theater.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
That's right. You can keep partying, but it can't be here because the show is ending. Thank you all for joining us.
Right, unless you're paying for both our beer and our therapy, you must leave right now.
Mm-hmm.